Dr. Patricia Knoll is a counselor who's been working with people for decades. She's also a drug addiction specialist, and she's an acupuncturist. In addition, she's an author of the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. If you listen to this each week and you buy her book, you too can proudly be good with me. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much. Appreciate you. We love you all so very much. We're glad you're here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. You're out of work now. You're in the car driving home, hanging out with us on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your pal Pete. I got my pal Kathy on the board. Shout out. Ring out to us. Talk to us. 855-265-2929 is the toll-free number. That's 855-265-2929. Or you can also text into this broadcast too. 727-487-9863. The word of the day is patience. What does it mean? Help me. I'm trying to learn. $25 gift certificate to the Pure Natural Nail Lounge and Spa if you are correct. All right, you heard that sounder. It's time now for our time with Dr. Patricia Knoll. This amazing book, this life-altering, sustainable change of your life book is called Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. It has been powerfully anointing to my life. Kathy, you also, right? I mean, just so great to hear every week. The aha moments that we get from this is phenomenal.
Absolutely.
So, so good.
And this chapter I'm really looking forward to. I've had experience with this myself.
We all
have. Stinking thinking.
Yeah, it is. And that's why it's so important. That's why I teased it today on Facebook, and I've been telling you guys all throughout the show to be ready because it's so important. Chapter 10 is what we're up to right now. Thinking makes it so. Dr. Knoll, how are you?
I'm great, Pete. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Tell us again, let's start from this now. Thinking makes it so. That's chapter 10. What do you mean by the title of that chapter?
What I mean by that is what we think creates our reality. Whether it's accurate or inaccurate, it makes it real for us.
When we teased this last week, you went right to the thing you have here at the top of the chapter. The quote from William Shakespeare in Hamlet, Act 2, Scene 2, where he says, there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. So we can determine the outcomes or the circumstances or our reality based on our mindset?
That's right. We do it all the time and we don't even know it. So that's what this is about, is waking up and realizing that, oh my gosh, my life is either good or bad because of the way that I'm thinking it into being.
So something that comes into your life that could have been good, because you have that stinking thinking and you think it's going to be bad, it actually turns out bad. It doesn't give you the blessing or the thing it was supposed to, because you're, first of all, A, unaware of its goodness, and B, you sort of just you turned it into bad. You made it into something bad with your bad thinking.
Absolutely. How many people have something good happen and then they just sit there and wait for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, and know it's going to be bad in the end?
Yeah, and everybody's like, well, this isn't right. Something's going to happen. Things don't go like this for me. Something bad's going to happen right away. I know it, you know? And that's what happens. So again, we can reverse that mindset, though, and again, have that good feeling about it and make it good. So it's something that comes into our life. If we believe it and we want it and we try and work hard for it to be good, it can be good, right?
That's right. And anything can be good. It's just how we think about it. And learning how to shift our thinking so that we see the good in it rather than, oh, gosh, this is really bad. I know this isn't going to turn out or this isn't going to last.
Right, because once again, boys and girls, thinking makes it so. You made a great point here right at the beginning of the chapter. You say, have you ever noticed how different siblings from the same family perceive the exact same shared experience? And it's not even close to the perception, is it, sometimes?
That's right. You know, a case in point is my conversation with my brother and sister years ago at my mother's funeral. And when we finished telling our stories, I asked both of them, I said, who was your mother?
Because it didn't sound like your mother at all, right?
It wasn't my mother. No. Because our perceptions were so different. And we were only 2 years apart from one another. So we grew up pretty much in the same time frame.
Wow. That's so interesting. Yep. And in my family, it's the same thing. There's a gap of about 7 or 8 years. There's two at the top, two kids, and then there's a gap, and then two that we used to call the babies. Their perception of my parents is completely different from my brother's and my perception of my parents. Completely different.
Sure. And so what makes it different? Maybe there were some little nuances that were different, but mostly it's the way we're thinking about that parent or about that situation or whatever it is that makes that our reality.
Wow.
So we can all have different realities of the exact same thing. The automobile accident is a classic example. How many people, you know, four or five people see the same automobile accident, and four or five people have four or five different views on how it happened and who is at fault.
Wow.
And that's because they're all seeing it differently and thinking differently about it.
And what's important for everybody to realize is that what you think actually does matter, because what you think about, say, another person or an experience like a car accident, a job, even the day itself, whether it's accurate or not, it makes it so in your brain. Even if your thoughts and perceptions are completely faulty, it makes it so in your brain.
That's right.
And there's a little thing about how that works. Can you break that down for us, Doc? Like, first, the event happens.
Yep, the event happens. Then we have a thought about it. And then that thought creates the way we feel about it, and that creates our reality of that situation.
And at that point, even if someone showed us the actual facts on paper that proved what we thought was wrong, we wouldn't even understand or believe that, because we're so ingrained in that stinking thinking, on that what you call that loop that keeps going downwards, that there's no way we're going to see anything other than the worst of it, because that's the way we think about ourselves. That's the way we think in general.
That's right.
Wow.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, you might like a particular person, and because of the way that you think about them, I may think about them differently and say, well, how can you like that person? I don't like them. And it's real for both of us.
And again, it's the same person. They haven't changed into anything different. It's just real in the perception we have. And if your mindset is always, everything is bad, everything is dour, everything stinks, I'm no good, everything around me is no good, guess what's going to happen? That's going to be the reality of your life.
That's right. That's right. And we create it. That the point here is, Pete, that no one is doing it to us. Nothing is doing it to us. We do it to ourselves. So what do we want to think up for ourselves? What kind of life do we want to create for ourselves?
Right. And can we reverse the train of that? Can we say, you know what, enough of the stinking thinking, enough of everything is bad, and I'm no good, and I'm not worthy. No, let's just start saying that we're good, that we're inherently good, that God made us, that God doesn't make junk, that we're here for a reason, that he loves us, that we have value and purpose just because. That is something that has lost track of so many people, Dr. Noel.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Let's look at a couple of examples that you used in the book, and look how we seamlessly transition now from she was on the phone, now she's here in person because she was stuck in traffic. We weren't going to tell you that, but it just seemed so cool the way she did it. She literally flipped the headphones on and put the phone down all in the same. It was like really cool. She did it like a superstar. All right, let's take a look at a couple of examples of thinking, making it so. First one, Santa Claus.
Yeah. Did you believe in Santa Claus?
I still do.
Yes, I do too. And yet I remember when I was little and other kids were trying to tell me that there wasn't a Santa Claus. So for them, there was no Santa Claus.
Right.
For me, there was.
So again, that's quite a different reality, quite a different perception based on your individual thinking, not anything anybody else is doing to you,
that's
how
right.
your mindset is.
That's right.
I had another one, and this is a good one. This is a cute one too. The story of Chicken Little.
And the sky is falling.
The sky is falling.
Right?
Right.
Yes. So if we're always looking down, we have a different reality than we would have if we were always looking up in the air, in the sky.
There are people I know, people that I care about, friends of mine, who are sky is falling people all the time.
Yes.
Always the sky. Oh my God, the sky is falling all the time. Everything's a disaster. Everything's falling apart. You know, they're always falling for that. They're always feeling that way. It's like a lifestyle.
It is. It becomes a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just conditioned thinking. It's what we grow up with. We keep doing it. And we get better and better and better at making the sky fall in.
And I guess, especially in this one, it's so, you know, improbable and impossible that the sky would actually fall.
Right.
Yet again, we can be talked into that if we have that bad thinking mindset.
That's right. Yeah.
Just think about that, guys, as we said that out loud. The sky, in fact, will not fall. I'm just saying, I'm not like a meteorologist or scientist or anything like this here, but the sky will not fall. Yet again, in our minds, in our perception, in our, you know, minds of our beliefs, we actually believe it is.
And I'm going to say, are you right? How could you be right when you say it isn't going to fall in? Wait a minute. I can give you lots of reasons why it might fall in. So see how my reality runs.
Because that has been your reality your whole life.
That's right.
We've been conditioned that way. You've been put down. You've been held back. You started thinking that of yourself. You're not happy about it. It goes back to the four attachments that we talked about
last
week. If you're an other dependent self-esteem person instead of a real self-esteem person, yeah, you're going to think badly about yourself, and then thinking it makes the whole thing around, all the things around you then become bad just because of your mindset.
Right. And another thing that can happen, if you tell me this guy isn't going to fall in, I might not trust you.
Right.
Because you don't know what I know.
Yeah. And exactly. And so again, guys, you hear about that? You hear what I'm talking about? That's why you got to get this book, all right? I can't highly advise it more than to tell you to go to goodwithme.com and order a copy of the book, Good With Me. A simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. Dr. Patricia Noel lived this herself, then studied how to make this happen, has been working with clients for decades, and has taken all of that, her personal life experience, her education, and her life's work, and she's put it into this amazing book that each week I go, wow, that's right. Holy cow, I did that. Yes, I am doing that. Wait a minute. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to think bad about myself anymore. Yeah, there are things I don't like about me, but on the overall, I know God made me, so he don't make junk. So just because I am, I'm good. Right?
That's right. You have value.
You have value. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about chapter 10 again. Thinking makes it so. There is nothing, either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. We'll be right back. I love you, and I love Jesus.
How are your carpets, rugs, hardwood floors, tile, grout, and upholstery at home and work looking these days? Heaven's Best Carpet Cleaning has been doing quality work at affordable prices since 1983. If you've tried the rest, now try the best. Heaven's Best. Our unique dry in an hour process means your carpet won't take hours or even days to dry. It'll be dry in just an hour. We service both residential and commercial properties. Why choose Heaven's Best? Our experts can tackle the toughest stains and dirt, leaving your carpets clean and renewed. When you choose Heaven's Best, we'll leave your floors and furniture looking, feeling, and even smelling great. If you live or work in Polk County, call Heaven's Best now at 863-934-8404. That's 863-934-8404. Or visit our website at lakelandfl.heavensbest.com. Get your free estimate today. If you can walk on it or sit on it, we clean it. Heaven's Best, carpet cleaning experts you can trust.
Patricia Noel, you're on a mission to help everybody be good with me. What does that mean?
That means I'm redefining self-esteem so everyone can feel good about who they are.
And how do you do that?
I do that with individual and group counseling, with a webinar, with online courses, and also with the book, Good With Me.
We got to get people to understand, to actually pay attention to the fact that they're actually thinking bad thoughts, right?
That's right. Most people are thinking negatively about themselves and they don't even know it. So it's just running their lives.
So once you get them to notice that in counseling, then you can get them to learn how to
see what they're thinking and then change it.
And learn how to have fun doing it, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the fun.
You can practice being good with me. And if you want to be good with me, then I want you to call Patricia Noel at 727-424-1270. Again, that's 727-424-1270 or
go to goodwithme.com.
Have you lost your get up and go? Are you noticing drier skin and thinning hair? Is your weight going up but your diet the same? Do you feel you could have a thyroid problem but told your test results are normal? For the most comprehensive evaluation available, call Dr. Tracy Linhart today at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 727-826-0838. 727-826-0838. Call Dr. Tracy Linhart today.
Hey everybody, appreciate you being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete, and I got Kathy on the board. We're in the middle of our time right now for Dr. Patricia Noel. Her book, again, is called Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. We've been dissecting this book over the last 10 weeks, and we're now in Chapter 10. Thinking makes it so. And if you're just joining us, what we're basically saying is the way you think is the way that creates your reality. If you think something's bad, guess what? It's going to be bad. All right? If you think nothing good can ever happen to you, nothing good's ever going to happen for you. If you think you're no good and you don't deserve and you ain't going to get, then guess what? It's not going to happen. Even when God puts it right there in front of you, you won't see it coming. You won't be able to react to it. You'll react negatively to it, and it'll destroy it because you don't know what you got, because all you want to do is think negatively and think bad. So again, as William Shakespeare said, there is nothing, either good or bad, but thinking makes it so.
Right, and what I want them to think about too, Pete, is I want them to think about a time when they thought a certain way about someone or something, and then later on they changed their mind about it. So what made the difference in the way they thought about it? Were they right the first time that they thought about it, or were they right the second time that they thought about it after they changed their mind?
In my opinion, for me, most of the time it's because I didn't have enough information the first time and I made a snap judgment that was unfair.
But you thought you were right.
But I thought I was right.
So thinking made it so.
Right. But then later on, once you actually got to know that person.
What happened?
Wow, I was so wrong. That's actually a nice person.
So your thinking changed.
Yeah.
Right?
Which can happen.
Which created a totally different reality of that same person.
Wow.
Do you see how it works?
Yeah, I do. And again, mm-hmm. It is possible for that thinking to change. People say, no,
right.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks, or this is just the way I am. No, you can change the way you think.
Oh, yes, we absolutely know better than that. We're going to talk about that later on, a little bit
as
later
on. As we continue going, yeah.
As we continue, yes.
In this book, one of the things that I think is the key is the exploration and discovery. You ask people to do the work. And again, it's just for them privately. Mm-hmm. In this chapter, I can't imagine it being any more important, the exploration and discovery, than it is here. You say to them, remember a time when you thought about something and later changed your mind. Write it down. Think about that in your head. See that. When
yes.
you just said that to me now, boy, that was a light bulb moment.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. My thinking changed.
Right.
I wasn't even aware that it happened.
Right. That person didn't change. You just found out some more information and your thinking changed.
And it's even simple stuff. Like, you made another good example here, fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
yes.
you want to have the latest fashions. And even though they don't really look good on you and they look ridiculous, you're wearing them anyways.
Right.
Because you think that's what it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
And then what?
Have you ever just gone through the day thinking you just look like $1 million in what you're dressed in and you're just feeling as confident and as good as can be?
Well,
and
not me, but maybe Kathy
maybe
has.
Kathy
yeah,
does. Maybe Kathy. Kathy can relate to what I'm saying, perhaps. And then when you're all done with your day and you look in the mirror and maybe it was the shirt was buttoned wrong, askew, or something, or
usually
something
I got a nose hair
really,
out is what happens to me.
Okay.
It kind of melded in with the mustache.
And you didn't know it.
It melds in with the yeah. mustache. I didn't even know it was there.
And then all of a sudden, we're just totally deflated. We think, oh my gosh, I went through the day like that? Are you kidding me? And yet I felt good all through the day. What was that about? Thinking. Nothing
yeah.
else.
And the same thing is with another person. You think somebody's unattractive, but again, you're getting a surface glance. You're getting a 2-second notice at them just physically.
Yes.
But who they are as a person then enhances who they are outside, attractiveness or lack thereof, or either way.
Right.
And again, with time and an absolute understanding and a better thinking and a better thought process, someone who you thought was very unattractive turns out to be very attractive.
Yes, exactly. And that's when the emotions get involved, too. And that person becomes more attractive.
And it's not even like over time. A week later, you see the person once, and a week later, you see him, and all of a sudden, wait a second. Did mm-hmm. they change their hair, or did they do everything different? I don't remember that person looking like that.
Right. What
again,
happened?
Yeah, but it's us. It's our brain. It's what we're doing. It's that mindset we have.
That's right. We're thinking differently a week later.
Wow.
And so we change our reality of that person.
And the weird part is we think we're right both times.
Absolutely. Of course we are.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Don't argue that with me. Of course we are.
She's right. I'm sorry. I'm so dumb. You're right. No, you say that in the book. You think you're right both times. Even though your mind's changed, you think, oh, well, I was right. I changed. Well, somebody, I don't know. You know, you start doing that, you know. But again, the point of this chapter is you can, in fact, change the way you think. We all do that sometimes. We're down on ourselves. We think bad, we're in dour spot, we feel things, like life piles on and you get in that mindset and all of a sudden it cements in and it becomes long term. That
yes.
cementing can be chipped apart and broken and get back to positive thinking.
Yes, with some information that we didn't have before.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
with some better understanding, again, of the surroundings and who we are, what life's about, what really matters. Mm-hmm. The stuff we think matters hardly ever matters.
Right, and just plain simply knowing that we're thinking and that the thinking is what's creating that for us and nothing else.
And you we're critical of other people, but most often, isn't that just a projection of our criticalness of our own self?
That's right. We criticize others to the extent we criticize ourselves.
Yeah.
Always.
And again, that's all about perception. That's all about mindset. That's all about how we're thinking.
It's how we're thinking about ourselves, first of all.
And that's that other dependent esteem instead of real self-esteem.
Yes.
And even if you think you have real self-esteem, you probably don't. You probably just think you do.
Right.
You know, people think they have self-esteem, but they really don't. They still have, because you still care about what everybody else thinks more than you think about what you think. And you still think less of yourself than everybody else even does. And you're still down on yourself. And again, that starts that loop you talk about, that just that downward spiral.
In that negative thinking.
And that negative thinking that just keeps on going and going. You know, so.
Yes.
You know, there was a great quote from, who's that, Desartes? Desartes, is that him?
Descartes.
Yeah, him too.
Yes, from the, actually in about 1610, this started. So, you know, I'm not making this up. He said, I think, therefore I am.
Hmm.
So who would I be if I weren't able to think? That's my question.
And what would your reality yourself or anyone else be if you weren't doing anything?
Yep.
If you just stopped thinking.
If you couldn't think. Right.
Then what would your reality be of yourself and everybody around you?
Whatever it would be, you wouldn't even know it because you can't think. You'd have no clue.
Doc, you're blowing my mind.
You'd have no clue.
But it would allow you to then sort of erase the board and start over.
But what would we start over with?
Let's say it was temporary. Let's say it was just temporary that you couldn't think for a little while.
Yeah.
And that allowed you to clear the board.
Okay.
And then start over again.
Right.
And then you had a new chance, a new start. You could then now be positive instead. Boy, it would change your whole life. It would change your perception and everything about your whole life.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing here right now.
That's exactly what we're doing right here, right now. We're wiping the board clean, people. The stinking thinking is done. Put it away. Throw it out the window.
Start over.
It can happen.
Right this minute.
It really can happen too, Doc.
Yes, absolutely.
You've seen it lots of times with your clients. You've seen it with your own life. You did it in your own life.
Yep.
Just like Dr. Leonard is coming in here in a minute. She was her own first patient. You were your own first patient
This. I was.
And you got yourself through this too. Right? And you're getting me through and you're getting Kathy through and all the listeners and everybody that's read this book and all your clients.
That's right.
So it's not just like, oh, just one or two people are going to get it. No, if you really want to be good with me, you can in fact be good with me. If you alter your thinking, stop the stinking thinking and start thinking good about yourself and your surroundings.
Yes. And you have to want it.
Wow.
You have to want it. Do we do much of anything that we really don't want?
No.
I mean, real.
Right. And it's a given that you need this. Okay. But now you got to actually want it or else you're not going to get it.
Right. And I like to take the word need out because we don't need anything.
Right.
Really. What do we really need to stay alive? Food, water, air, shelter.
Sure.
You know, those basics.
Yeah.
And anything else is a want.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a want, but when I tell people they need it and they don't have self-esteem, what do you think they hear?
They hear you picked on me and you're being mean to me and I know what I need better than what you do and don't know what you're talking about.
And the big one, there's something wrong with me.
Right. Well, we say the same thing in recovery. If somebody comes and says they need recovery, we say, well, come back to us when you want it. Needing is not enough.
Sure. Because when somebody tells us we need something, we just hear, oh, yeah, you think there's something wrong with me.
Right. Whereas, again, it's pretty much all of us. There's nobody that doesn't get caught in this trap.
Right.
Nobody. Everybody does.
Right.
You know?
And that doesn't make us wrong or bad.
No, not at all.
It just means that's where we are. It is what it is. So let's let go of all that wrong and bad stuff.
Yeah.
And
so here's your homework tonight, guys. I'm giving the homework out tonight.
Okay, that's fine.
The next time you have stinking thinking, you think really bad, I want you to stop yourself dead in your tracks and force yourself to think good about yourself instead. And I want you to write it down when you do it.
Yes.
And we're going to hear about it next week because you can do it. Let's start it right now, right here. Change right now. Be good with me and get the book Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. Go to goodwithme.com. All right, that'll be the homework. We'll see
what
comes up next. Do it
right
now. All right, very cool. Thanks, Dr. Noel. Appreciate you. You're changing my life. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, everybody, we'll take a break. A house call with Dr. Tracy when we come back here on the Pete O'Shea Show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We got everything you need for mind, body, and soul. I love you and I love Jesus.